When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment. If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Believe you can do 1 minute stretch and change your tight hips? Whether you sit for prolonged periods at a desk, or drive for long distances in a car, or binge watch movies during the weekend, this 1 minute stretch routine will produce good results. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Taken from the popular pigeon stretch, it builds lower body flexibility. This is how you do it. Sit in a chair with your back straight and your feet hip-width apart on the floor. Bring one ankle and place on the opposite knee. Take a deep breath and stretch your arms overhead. Then slowly push your hips against the back of the chair and fold your upper body forward and over the bent leg. Hold for a count of five, then slowly come back to the starting position. Do the same movement with the other leg. Repeat for five repetitions for each leg. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Judge finds sufficient evidence to try suspect on murder charges. Engineering contract for Bob Jones Gap Trail Closure Project approved. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs right around 100. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Superior Court judge has found sufficient evidence to hold a man to answer on charges of murder. Evidence has been established that on November 13, 2025, 23-year-old Abel Santiago and his brother, Francisco Santiago, picked up the victim of the shooting, Margarito Ventura Ventura, in Santa Maria. The brothers drove the victim through Santa Maria in a route that avoided more than 150 license plate reading cameras, then traveled northbound on Highway 101 into San Luis Obispo County, where the victim's cell phone activity ceased. The brothers then took the victim east onto Highway 166 and at Sui Creek. The victim was removed from the vehicle and shot several times, according to the DA's office. Following the murder, Abel Santiago destroyed evidence of the shooting and tried to flee the country. He was stopped before he could leave, arrested, and interviewed. The Rinconada prescribed burn that was initially scheduled for yesterday has been postponed until Friday, July 10th. The Rinconada burn will be held outside of Santa Margarita in coordination with private landowners. Efforts will target yellow star thistle, a highly invasive plant species that poses environmental, economic, and public safety concerns. Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project to begin construction. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted 4-0 to award a contract to Sousa Engineering Contracting for the first stage in the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project. Supervisor John Pichong recused himself from voting. The $10.5 million construction contract will span from the Octagon Barn Trailhead to Clover Ridge Lane, with construction starting in early September. The Bob Jones Gap Closure Project has been in the works for years, plagued with delays and negotiations with property owners along the proposed site. Here's Bearcat Athletics will be selling season passes, reserved football seating, parking passes, and punch cards for the 2026-27 school year. Reserved football seating includes gate admission and is reserved seat for all five home regular season varsity football games. Seat holders from 2025 will be held through the first home varsity football game. Any seats not renewed by that date will be released. Also available are parking passes for $100, guaranteeing a parking spot in the covered solar lot at Lewis Flamson Junior High School for all home JV and varsity football games. An all-sports season pass provides admission to all regular season home athletic contests during the fall, winter, and spring seasons. Complete information about ticket options, parking passes, and passes can be found at Paso Robles High School's website. Those wishing to pay by cash or check may do so during designated athletic office sales windows in August. The California Mid-State Fair will be holding three special admission days this year through discounted admission and free nonprofit expos. The days are Seniors Day, July 17th, Kids Day, July 24th, and Armed Forces Day, July 25th. On Seniors Day, guests 62 years and older receive half-off single-day admission. They can also connect with organizations that provide resources for older adults. On Kids Day, children 12 and under receive free fair admission. Organizations attending include the Paso Robles Youth Art Center, Children's Museum, Girl Scouts of California Central Coast, and more. Then finally, on Armed Forces Day, guests with a valid active or retired military ID receive free fair admission. Organizations with valuable programs, services, and resources for veterans will be present. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Michelle Lambert, a pop folk singer and songwriter that has toured out of Nashville, Los Angeles, Miami, and Denver. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-3, the Padres over the Diamondbacks 10-4, the Angels beat the Rangers 13-1, the Tigers over the Athletics 6-1, the Blue Jays shut out the Giants 10-0, the Rays shut out the Yankees 3-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Padres will go against the Diamondbacks, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Athletics will go against the Tigers, the Yankees will face the Rays. In California news, two 15-year-olds in Northern California were detained after drinking in the backseat of a self-driving vehicle and shooting water beads into the streets. Waymo, the operator of the self-driving vehicle, alerted law enforcement and forced the vehicle into a parking lot remotely. The San Mateo Police Department detained the two boys and warned people about underage drinking. A California man has lost his hand after attempting to clean up firework debris and trash on a beach. Jason Turner was walking along St. George Beach in Crescent City on July 5th when a bomb-like device unexpectedly went off, resulting in the loss of his hand. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jason's family on the difficult road to recovery. The California Governor's Office announced that since a cannabis enforcement task force was established in 2022, the state has seized and destroyed more than 840,000 pounds of illicit cannabis valued at more than $1.3 billion. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Producer sentiment slipped again in June as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 6 points to 113. The current conditions index dropped to 102, its lowest reading in a year and a half, and the future expectations index slid 7 points. High input costs remain the top concern for 47% of farmers, followed by low commodity prices at 23%. 42% of those said rising costs are limiting any financial improvement this year. Only 12% of producers reported being better off financially than a year ago, and 22% expect conditions to improve over the next 12 months. Cattle groups are pushing back against the U.S. Trade Representative after it signaled it would exempt Brazilian beef from proposed Section 301 tariffs. The tariffs tied to forced labor allegations include a 25% list affecting many countries. Brazil also faces concerns over illegal deforestation. Corn and ethanol groups support tariffs while seed and feedstock industries seek exemptions. Brazilian officials warn broad sanctions could hurt U.S. consumers. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is urging the Food and Drug Administration to authorize ivermectin in livestock feed as the new world screwworm spreads across Texas. He says feed-based treatment would let producers protect whole herds and help to reach free-ranging wildlife. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
Livestock producers, Western Video Market's big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th, broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMCattle.com.
ag.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A third round of bilateral negotiations is scheduled for the week of July 20th, and the California Avocado Commission is asking to put American farmers first as trade talks with Mexico continue. The avocado industry points to concerns over market oversupply from imports, pest inspections, and cartel involvement in parts of Mexico's avocado supply chain. The commission is urging federal officials to consider a seasonal tariff rate quota during California's March through September harvest season. A set volume of Mexican avocados could still enter the U.S. at a zero tariff, while imports above that level would face a higher tariff. President Ken Melbin of the Avocado Commission says they're asking for a fair opportunity to compete during California's harvest season while protecting domestic avocado production. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Mog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny on Monday. Sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Low 90s Saturday. Upper 80s on Sunday. Low 90s on Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 Wednesday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
stocks open mixed. Investors appear to be mostly shaking off the latest developments in the U.S.-Iran conflict. Brent crude is little changed from yesterday at $78 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $73. The latest reading on the job market suggests little change. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined by 2,000 to 215,000. PepsiCo's recent quarter was mixed. It was selling more zero-sugar beverages outside the U.S., and in the U.S., it lowered snack prices to attract customers on tight budgets. PepsiCo shares down nearly 5%. Chip stocks opened mixed. NVIDIA opened narrowly lower, but Micron Technology is up more than 6% after revealing plans for more U.S. manufacturing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate, you're a landlord. Stocks, you're a day trader. Crypto, you're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer on El Camino Real at Tascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us. on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
KPRL to do, oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection, look at us coming in your direction, and I'm gonna make you love
the morning.
Alrighty, let's see here. Coming up this afternoon, a little change. Karen, let's see here. Dave Duringer will be on discussing shooting stances and other gun tips. And then Josh Friedman and Dave, because they are well-versed in the changes in the Ukraine war. So that's all this afternoon. We know Josh has been over there. All right, our completely unscientific but our absolutely accurate survey today on yes or no to the Slocog tax increase, 15 no's, 2 yeses. Here's one on the text. No on the tax. I used to walk the Bob Jones Trail in slow, starting at Prado Road. Trailhead, okay. I carried a knife for protection because of all the homeless and campers and spun out zombies I encountered. I quit walking when I started considering carrying a gun. Such a nice, peaceful walking trail they created with our money. Well, when you first started walking, you had the knife with you, so that was kind of an indication anyway that things weren't copacetic, as the saying used to go. Well, that has happened on quite a few trails here in the San Luis Obispo County. So, anyway, all right, there you go. Okay, here's something that probably may become more common. Chris, let me see here. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Hold on a second, Chris, okay?
I'm waiting for it.
All right, well, this is what I'm getting at. Are trying to anyway. Okay, there are some nurses, they work for Kaiser Permanente. And what they do is they answer advice and triage calls. But what they're saying now is that their care for patients is being increasingly threatened by workplace surveillance. Okay. Now, according to this, these nurses, that if they spend more than 15 minutes on a call with a patient, they routinely face criticism from management or get called into performance evaluating meetings. Call time, they say, factors into monthly performance scores they receive. Now, in addition to tracking call length, they say that Kaiser uses software that tries to predict on a daily basis whether they're being unproductive or failing to answer calls correctly, quickly. Artificial intelligence systems have also been used to rate their empathy and tone of voice. Well, Now, California lawmakers are considering several bills regulating AI in the workplace, including one that would protect from retaliation that doctors and nurses who override automated care recommendations. So, Chris, would you like to work in an atmosphere like that where you are being surveilled?
No.
And, you know, again, I know we have the crowd that says, well, if you're not doing anything, you got nothing to worry about. I just think it's like somebody just hovering over you. You don't want that, right?
It's a little uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. Now, again, we have been, well, you get used to it. Well, we get used to a lot of things that may not be the right way, and that's, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the things that is a problem
in this country because it's the foot in the door. Well, you know, you'll get used to it. It's no big deal. Ask some contractors. Well, not while you're there, but they're at your house. But when they come to do work at your house, you know what the best thing to do is? Leave them alone.
Or ask them, hey, you mind if I just watch you do the whole thing every step of the way?
Or you get the people, you know, I used to do this when I was, why, just leave them alone, let them do their jobs. They're professionals. You don't want people hanging, all over you while they're trying to do their job.
You know, this reminds me, actually, my dad used to work in the truck driving industry, but he stopped partly because of being retired, but also because of all the new rules, regulations, and technology that came into the industry where they are watching you pretty much every second. And if you go even a little bit off route, you know, for whatever reason, they'll be contacting you, calling you up and asking what's going on. And he just kind of got annoyed with it, which is why, even though he still worked in the trucking industry for a little bit, part-time after retirement, he never wanted to go back to being a driver because of all the new monitoring systems they had for truck drivers. And he kind of feels bad for the new guys going into the field as well.
Well, but with the new guys, again, it kind of gets to my point that they've grown up with this and they're used to it. So do they know the difference? They have been programmed in a sense. Now, I'm assuming that your dad, he was responsible and reliable.
Oh yeah, he was. Absolutely. I don't remember the exact details of the stories he gave me, but basically every time they called him up to like ask what he was doing, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He just had to make a slight detour for some justifiable reason, but it just got annoying to him.
Right. You just don't want people hanging over you. And then, you know, again, it's kind of like yesterday when we were talking about, or the day before, then is there an assumption that, well, he's doing something wrong? No. You know, at the end of the day, if they get their job done. Now, I don't know, you know, in different businesses, if this had, you know, the potential for insurance or, you know, all these other things that just, you know, come up in our needlessly complicated world these days. But I don't know if this is a comparison, but, and I've mentioned this, I think, maybe once over the years. When Al Davis owned the Oakland Raiders, we've been carrying the Raiders for a long time, and I used to deal with one of the guys, the former wide receiver, who was the liaison to the radio stations. And he, after we got to know each other, you know, this was going on for a couple of years, he just told me that Al Davis controlled every single aspect. And what I mean is, not anymore, but it used to be that we would get a game log for the Raider games on Sunday. And what that game log is, for those not in the business, obviously, it's a log of when the commercial breaks for the whole game. That means for the breaks that the Raiders have, and we'll just call them national breaks, commercials, and then we would have time for our local sponsors. And they give you that, you know, the pregame, halftime, the whole kit and caboodle. So you know that, okay, in the first quarter or second quarter, you know, you're going to get a total of three local breaks, et cetera, et cetera. That's how it operates. And you have to have that information, you know, in advance, because nobody, I'm going to say 99% of most radio stations, their traffic people aren't working on Saturdays. We wouldn't get the damn log until Saturday or late Friday. And the reason was because, I mean, you know, once you get your log set, it's there. In other words, it may change for the playoffs, but it's going to be set because they have sold X amount of commercials for the broadcast. They're not going to get any more because, remember, There are timeout breaks, and there's other breaks designated by the NFL in conjunction with television. So it's pretty simple process. But Al Davis had to approve even that. And that's why stations, not only us, they would get it on, you know, like I said, late Friday or on Saturday morning. And he was an absolute control freak. And that's why within the organization, there was a lot of turnover. You know, to me, you hire people to do their job and you leave them. Now, they need help. I understand that. And if they're no good, you get rid of them. But to constantly stay, you know, hovering over them. So apparently that's what these nurses are experiencing with this, their surveillance and the AI and so forth. Now, the other question I would just throw out is if the lawmakers in California are considering bills regulating AI in the workplace, is that interfering? Should the government be interfering with private companies regarding this, the technology? Is that another thin line that we're going down where, I'm sorry, private business who pays taxes to the state of California, but we don't want you doing that. I would say government has no place in telling a company to do that. Nope, because what's next? The government tells companies what to do enough already, not only in this state, but around the country. You want more of that? No, thank you. No, thank you. All right, 2385775. Let's see here on the text. No and no, two votes on any type of tax, including this one. Okay, well, keep that in mind then when November comes along, because you have some things here in this county, and of course for those in the city of Paso Robles, that you will have an opportunity to give the school district $400 million to improve the quality of life for everybody. All right, there you go. Also, this is something. Chris, what was the mascot down at UCSB?
A gaucho.
What's a gaucho?
I don't even know how to describe it. Like a cowboy, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, for some reason, I thought it was something else. So there is a school in California, because folks, again, laws, 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 laws. There's so many laws that we can't keep track of them. But there is a law that went into effect. It was an extension. So in 2024, Newsom signed into law an extension of the California Racial Mascot Act. Now, this prohibits public schools from using any derogatory Native American term as defined as a school or athletic team name, mascot, or nickname, except for schools operated by an Indian tribe or tribal organization or with consent from a federally recognized tribe. Well, this school in Marysville, by the way, this law was to go in effect, I think, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. They told Newsom to go pound sand. They are not going to retire its Indians mascot. They've had it for nearly 100 years. The Joint Unified School, but now, again, this is just yesterday, so I haven't seen anything regarding the state coming in saying they're going to pull funds. That's what you do. You make the threats. And so the Joint Unified School District Board of Trustees recognized the deep history and tradition associated with the Indians mascot and acknowledges the strong connection many alumni, students, staff, and community members have with it, And currently the school has no plans to replace its mascot and will continue to try to obtain consent for the traditional image. Now, if you remember this morning, I flubbed up when I was giving the results for Brooks Lee with the Twins playing I said Cleveland Indians, and they are the Guardians, because that was changed. And we know about the Redskins, although they're now the Commanders, that there's thought of bringing back the Redskins. So that was a controversy a couple of years ago. And from what I remember, many Indian tribes were okay with it. So the question would be here, why would a school give its name or take the name and use it as a mascot for disrespect? Can anybody let me know that? Isn't that giving them respect? It would be, I would look at it as a compliment, So, and I know here in the state of California, they've done some names of the renaming of some schools. And I, obviously, because we have the law here in California with, not school, yeah, some of the schools, not just tribe names. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You were talking about having something track your, how much you make lane changes or how you break in the car for like safety or insurance purposes or whatever it might be. And it reminded me of a conversation I had with a couple of friends ago. This goes back several years to the days of COVID. I had one friend who had to travel for his job, and he crossed county lines. And his phone says, hey, you're in our county now. Follow these COVID protocols. And he told me the story. He says, I really don't like outer space tracking where the heck I am in my car. But we both have another friend who loves his phone, thinks the phone is the greatest creation ever. And he said, oh, no, you just put your shots record in your phone for your COVID shots, and you show it in your phone wherever you go, and you don't even need to carry that little card they gave you. And I told him, oh, and he's also one of those people, and I think in the COVID days, it's kind of when everybody went cashless. Now, I think cash is wonderful. My friend thinks cash is dirty. But anyway, my friend likes to go to wineries. And I told him, I said, wait until you go to winery number one on a Sunday afternoon and winery number two. He's like, you know what? This one's right on the way home. And then it notifies something at the county sheriff that says, you know, this car has been followed follow this car home. And then, again, Mr. No Cash, same guy who loves his phone and goes to the wineries and wants all his medical records in his phone. I said, wait till you go to the grocery store and you do your Apple Pay thing. And they said, oh, I'm sorry, you take these prescriptions. You can't buy a steak. You've purchased enough alcohol this month. Your doctor says you can't drink this much. I don't know if I'm as conspiratorial as Kevin on the radio, but that's what I think is going on with these phones.
Well, obviously, you've heard me mention that about the grocery stores for years. That's where we're coming. They get more and more control of your health. And yes, right. And I hadn't even thought about that regarding the stops at the wineries.
Yeah, so I'm just not in love with these phones. I had a friend of mine, we were getting gas years ago, and he drives a Chevy. And there was somebody who was good-looking driving a Ford Explorer. And he says, look at that lady over there driving that Ford Explorer. Next day, what does he have in his phone? All sorts of advertisements of accessories you can get for Ford Explorers and Ford Excursions. Like, your phone's listening to you. Shut the thing off.
And he's your friend?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a judgment off the air if you don't mind.
I don't know what's so bad. He's like, you know, you see a good-looking lady at the gas station, he give you the nudge, check her out near the Ford Excursion or whatever. Or are you making my friend drives a Chevy. Is that the problem?
Oh, boy. All right. Well, anyway, it's called the telematics.
Oh, telematics. Okay. Yeah, I don't trust any of that stuff.
Okay. So look it up and see where we're headed. Because, again, suppose the state allows the insurance companies to require you have it. Remember, this is under the headline of we're going to save more lives by having this device.
Yeah, and any time you bring up that save just one, when it comes to the immigration issue, maybe we should enforce our border because it might just save one.
True. All right, sir, we're out of time.
Okay.
Good luck. All right, headed this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Superior Court judge has found sufficient evidence to hold 23-year-old Abel Santiago on trial. The DA's office says Santiago and his brother picked up the victim, Margarito Ventura Ventura, in Santa Maria, drove him to San Luis Obispo County, and shot him before attempting to dispose of the evidence and flee the country. On Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted 4-0 to award a contract to Sousa Engineering for the first stage of the Bob Jones Gap Closure Project. The $10.5 million construction contract will span from the Octagon Barn Trailhead to Clover Ridge Lane. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs right around 100. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Second night, hit them harder.
Every time they hit us, we're going to hit them 20.
President Trump now back at the White House from the NATO summit on last night's 90 strikes against Iran, including two bridges used to transport weapons and drone and missile sites near the Strait of Hormuz, punishing Iran for hitting commercial ships. President Trump says he's ready to finish the job. Graham Plantner's job is finished in Maine.
We are suspending campaign operations.
After the last straw, a credible rape allegation against the Democrat Senate nominee who says none of it is real. Fellow Democrat sitting Senator John Fetterman, not a fan, tells Fox.
I'd say that the trash took itself out.
And now 600 Maine Democrats spend the rest of July on a convention to choose a new nominee against the surging Republican five-term Senator Susan Collins. America is listening to Fox News.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets, $150, with VIP at $250. Early bird pricing still on till July 15th. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, this has changed a little bit. Not the temperature of 100 degrees, but it says right here, 30% chance of some drizzle this morning. Just enough to mess up the car windows. All right, then, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. We'll be in the upper 90s on your Friday. And cooling down a little bit to the low 90s on Saturday, upper 80s Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 90s Tuesday, Wednesday 100. Then a week from today, mid 90s, today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 55. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Hey, if you can help out in any way, whether volunteer or with some Lincoln and Jackson's, the 7X Ranch is an 80-acre woodland west of Paso Robles dedicated to the education, recreation, camping, and welfare of our local youth. They welcome visitors from across the county, including families, local schools, community groups, and youth organizations. Lots of activities that go on out there, and just go to 7xranch.org. 7xranch.org. It's that simple. And speaking of getting around, the Paso Robles City Library wants to remind you that they offer mobile library services, and it can set up a pop-up libraries that allows community members to sign up for a library card or check out library material. Also delivering books to homebound residents and lots more, including
hosting library events at various locations around the city. You may have seen it driving around. So contact your Paso Robles City Library for more information. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at outstanding prices.
Happy, happy
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They'll help you out. Yep, whatever you know, what's ever going on, they'll help you. Oh, let's see here. Where am I here? Oh, boy. Okay. All right, here's Thursday's page. Local celebrities include Abby Avery, Kim Manley, Brennan Degnan, Patty Sackman. We also have Loretta Del Rio. That just sounds like a star's name. Stacy Lynn Newkirk, Terry Daly Jr., Sabrina Montgomery, Ann Spencer, Steve Crocker, and Chuck and Robin Scoville. All right. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, we're running out. Not a stellar day, I will say. Let's see. Jim Pollard, Basketball Hall of Famer. 1922-1993. Ed Ames, the Ames Brothers, 1927-2023. Red Kelly, Hockey Hall of Famer, 1927-2019. Ben Casey, Vince Edwards, 1928-1996. Oh, he wrote, "These Boots Are Made for Walking and Others," Sugartown. Lee Hazelwood, 1929-2007. Jim and Jesse, yes indeed, a little bluegrass stuff going on. Jess McReynolds, 1929. He's still with us. Wally Post, All-Star Baseball, 1929-1982. Let's see here. James Hampton. You remember him from F Troop.
Mm-hmm.
1936-2021. This guy was a good actor. Brian Dennehy, 1938-2020. Richard Roundtree, Shaft, 1942-2023. Mm-hmm. AC/DC, Bon Scott, 1946. Mitch Mitchell from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, 1947-2008. Well, might as well just do it because he was pretty darn good, but we know the rest. O.J. Simpson, 1947-2024. Let's see here. Who else? John Tesh, 1952. Sister Sledge, Debbie Sledge, 1954. Jimmy Smith, the actor, 1955. Tom Hanks, 56. Kelly McGinnis, 1957. Jim Kerr from Simple Minds, 1959. Courtney Love, 1964. Who else do we have on the Trent Green? Wasn't a bad quarterback, 1970. Let's see here. Who else? Kelly Holcomb, another quarterback, 1973. Josh Devine from One Direction, 1991. Fred Savage, the Wonder Years, 1976. And there you go. All right, passing away on this day. This guy was good. He was good. Rod Steiger, 2002. King Camp Gillette, yes, safety razor, 1932. Zachary Taylor, they got the cemetery there. What's that? It's Lee on Brownsboro Road there, just outside of Louisville. 1850 is when he passed away. Rip Torn, the comedian, 2019. Larry, we're just going to roll up our sleeves and go to Washington and get it done. H. Ross Perot, 2019. Isabel Sanford from Sanford and Son. Oh, yeah, she died in 2004. Will Rogers Jr., 1993. Eric Severide, 1992. Earl Warren, 1974. And that's it, going to the top of the list today because I absolutely love the movie Silverado. I just happened to come across it a couple of years ago by dumb luck, and I ended up, I'm not going to say wasting, but I didn't get much work done that I was supposed to at the house, so Brian Dennehy will go to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Rinconada burn outside of Santa Margarita has been postponed until Friday, July 10th. The burn will target yellow star thistle, a highly invasive plant species that poses environmental, economic, and public safety concerns. Paso Robles concerts in the park will continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be Michelle Lambert, a pop folk singer and songwriter. Concert will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Paso Robles downtown city park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning with about a 30% chance of drizzles, then sunny in the afternoon, highs in right around 100, it's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
All righty, Brian Dennehy is a Connecticut guy, but he did theater and a lot of other things in quite a few movies, including Cocoon. He passed away in 2020 in New Haven, Connecticut. Brian was 81. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.